Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
When's rookie minicamp? When's rookie minicamp?
We don't know. They haven't told us yet.
When's rookie minicamp?
It's either Friday or next Friday.
Oh.
They haven't said. So
why not?
I'm assuming
why
next
is it a secret?
When I don't know.
I want to see rookies running around in shorts and being impressive.
Listen,
and they're
here.
Just like, well, they're only running around in shorts out there. It's just guys in their pajamas in their workout clothes. I don't care. Yeah, get out there and run around.
As an observer of football, I need to know. Not for the running around part, but for the information part.
They will tell us at some point, right? Because then it's like, oh, then you see them in Bears uniforms.
Hey, Bears. I know you guys have done some stuff recently, and I'm happy about it. But now you have to tell us when the new people from the stuff you did are happening. Thank you.
Bang.
Signed, Layla.
We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Happy Monday. Happy post-draft Monday. Happy beginning of the hype of names that you know to be slotted into the depth chart for the Bears' upcoming season.
Just like Friday Night Lights, you just sit there with your depth chart draft board and just put your little names on it.
Just look at it for a second. Just if you want to just kind of start your week, they haven't played any games. I don't know how good they're going to be. Nobody knows how good they're going to be. But this is irrational exuberance is okay time.
I don't know. I automatically was like, 10 wins. And I'm not the only one. That seems to be the thought process.
I don't know what the number is on FanDuel, but it better be. It better be 10.
Yeah. I was like, 10 win season.
It better be.
We got new drops. We have other people saying Bears thanks to the internet.
The Bears!
Oh, that guy was awesome. That was
who is that?
The British dude who announced the Australian guy?
Yes.
He literally, I was like half asleep, like taking a nap that afternoon. Bears pick comes up. I didn't know it was up. I just heard that, and that woke me up. For the Bears pick.
That should be your alarm clock. Like, that's a very good studs alarm clock every day.
That
resonates. It's sort of like the bells ringing in the town square and the piazza to wake everyone up in the morning.
The doves fly about.
Yes, exactly. There's something glorious about that. That everybody should wake up to that. That should be played.
By the way, you wanted the dates for mini camp, right?
Yeah.
June 4th through the 6th.
Rookie mini camp.
That's regular mini camp.
It's got to be. It's either this Friday, which seems abrupt, or it's next Friday. I even asked Wani last night because he was with me on Sports Sunday, and he said he thinks probably next Friday because teams prefer to have it more than, like, they don't want to have it the next calendar week after the draft. We put it. But we just don't know. We just don't know.
It's football season, damn it. I know there's baseball teams doing baseball things, or at least one baseball team in this town.
Hey, the Sox won 3 in a row. Okay. They doubled their win total.
Awesome.
And guys, this is big. They don't have the worst record in baseball today.
Take that, haters.
I mean, come on. You're in charge of the White Sox. I'm not interested.
Who's me? Who's you?
You are in charge of White Sox baseball. Because you're still watching it.
Here's the thing.
That means de facto, default, you're in charge.
Say it proud for all the haters. Southside, stand up.
Okay, so Here's the thing, is I said this from the very beginning. I was like, oh, I like the Eric Fetty signing. And people were like, what? I'm like, yeah, I think it was a good signing. It was interesting. There's a background there. There's a familiarity. Guy goes 8 1/3. Come on, man. That's not bad. I liked it.
You don't matter enough to have haters.
Oh, you're not talking to me right now.
Just you don't have haters.
I'll tell you what does matter. Rookie minicamp.
Yes. Yes.
Let's see.
And? Yes.
And? Yeah. Yeah. May 10th and 11th.
Oh, they said
there it is.
How did you find that out? They
there
didn't
it is.
Have that last night.
May 10th and 11th. I believe at that time is that what days of the week is that?
Did they Friday? Friday is the 10th.
I will be.
Saturday is the 11th. Did they send out an email?
Yeah, this was from Friday, actually. I had to go a little digging. So many emails through the weekend.
We didn't get an email from them saying that.
I will be
over
in
the weekend.
Granville, Ohio at Denison Commencement.
None of us could find it.
We will be watching our begowned daughter proudly receiving her college degree.
Congratulations to Zoe.
Doesn't have it yet. Still got another round of finals. Doesn't have it yet. Until that thing is slapped in her hand and she can move that tassel around, whatever they do for college graduation. I was too drunk to even remember mine. Thankfully, I
seriously
don't remember the George Will.
The ceremony?
We were wasted. We were absolutely obliterated. Yes. And so I miss George Will excoriating the Duke English department for being too woke. Sorry, I missed it. Ooh. That would have mattered so much to the educational process to hear George Will talking about there aren't enough white male authors being read anymore.
This is not an indictment of anybody, but sometimes you can really tell who paid for their school by themselves and who didn't. Especially with the stories station.
No lies told.
Like, especially, yeah. Like, I.
No lies told.
That's one of those moments.
Yeah, and at least I was not one of the people pulling my gown up over my head so I could throw up between my legs, because that was the move, and that apparently was considered like a cliched graduation move, and you could always tell like who was leaning down and evacuating themselves underneath the gown on the football field.
The Bears get a decent draft, and you just go back to a yaha time.
Yeah,
it's like
it was bad.
It's like now that they're not in chaos mode, you can just goof off and be happy and watch your football team.
It was a decent draft, and
quantity is not as good as quality, man. Well, that's how I feel about this. They got quality picks. I still can't.
It all made sense.
I still can't believe Roma Dunze was there at 9, and I was pretty cynical about it.
And they didn't overthink it took him.
Best player available, period, paragraph. Would I have liked to see an offensive lineman? Sure. Over Roma Dunze? Eh? No, I don't think so.
No.
You take the best player available. Josh Schrock called it, too. I was like, no way, Josh. Like, we talked for months, and I'm like, nah, that's not happening. Roma Dunze won't be available at 9. What are you talking about?
Hello.
The Bears.
He has spoken. Yeah, that's thrilling. But
Bears. And I hope.
Is there gonna be enough?
I hope. I hope
there's gonna be enough ball to go around.
What a great problem!
Right. Yes.
I can't believe I'm saying this.
Wow.
About a team I'm paid to watch.
How about it?
Enough receptions, enough touches, enough opportunities in the Shane Waldron offense. I just want the ball to go to the middle of the field.
That would be nice.
That's what I want.
All levels of the field.
Rather than,
I don't need everything to start at the line of scrimmage. Some things can start at the line of scrimmage, but how's about you put receivers in the middle space and space?
And I still want a better center.
Yeah, I do too.
I still want that position to be taken a little more seriously, because I think for an offense to be great, your center has to be really good. I'm not saying the guy's got to be one of the best in the league, but he can't be in any way a liability. You can't just plug in a dude. It has to be somebody who makes you better, value over replacement at center.
Yeah, I mean, but to me, on its face, if you said the Bears got their franchise quarterback, acquired via a trade, there are no questions anymore.
Potential franchise quarterback, yes.
I mean, they've defined him as that until...
He's defined himself as that?
Yeah.
They've defined him... Lean in.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.